T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:44, 16 before 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, pleased to welcome in Ben Zahn, the mayor of Kenner. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm okay. I appreciate your patience. Tell me about the recommendations for the Esplanade Mall, because we all remember back in the day, man, that was a thing, but I guess times change, and it's not such a good environment for big malls like that anymore, really, in Kenner or in the country, is there?
Right, and that's what, you know, we hired TSW through a grant that Economic Development got, our Economic Development Department got, and they have told us that, you know, they suspect within the next couple of years, you'll have 100 shopping malls left in the country. It shows that there's a change in the market. I mean, look, we're looking at, we're getting older, and the younger generation is coming in, and they would rather just pull up to a store, walk in, get what they have to get, and walk out, or use Amazon. So when you use things like that, you're sitting at home, you're buying, things are coming directly to your house. There's no need for that interior mall. I always say this, it works in Lakeside, in Metairie, in Jefferson Parish, but it's not working other places. So Esplanade Mall is one of those places where it has not been working for quite a while.
So what is the recommendation? Is it to tear the whole thing down? Is it to gut it, change it into something else?
So when you talk about the mall, you know, you talk about a private owner also. Now, there's been some tax issues with that mall, so not quite sure what's going on there, or talk about their business here. But we can't go in there and tell them what to do. But if there's a change of ownership, or if a local person does happen to purchase it in the future, or if they want some assistance from us, we've done this no cost to the taxpayers, no cost to them, but to show them what we can do. Why do we even spend grant money, some people say, on things like that? Because if you don't spend money, you don't make money, right? So we're spending money to figure out how we can assist the private owner some kind of way by doing this for free, because their sales tax helps carry the city. So sales tax, in the end, is generated by more companies being there, more retail being in there, shopping, dining, free space, you know, green space, more of a city center with walkability in there.
My daughter spent a summer working with the theater in Kenner, Rivertown Theater, and that area just seems to me like it is ripe for development. It's a charming area. I don't know how else to describe the phrase but that. As a West Banker mayor, I got to tell you, I was surprised when I saw it. Do you feel that way? Do you all feel as though this is kind of like a gem that we have here and we just need to polish it up a little bit?
Yeah, it's got that. It's got the aesthetics that you're looking for when you see some of these old hometowns. There's a lot that we can build on there, bring some commerce in there. The good news there is we have more flexibility and more. We're able to do a lot more there because we own most of that property. The city of Kenner owns most of the property on that Williams Boulevard corridor, and also set back a little bit, like the Rivertown Repertory Theater. We don't run it. A private owner runs the theater, but we do own the building and the properties. So yes, that is something I think you'll see happen quicker. There's more flexibility for us, more things that we can do down there, because we own the property. The mall is something we can work on, but when you own property, you can move that a lot quicker. And we've had a lot of interest. We see people coming in there. You know, you've had Bella's Crossing. You've got the Porch and Patio, Genduce's, number of places that have come in there that are assisting the area. And if we could bring more Russians in there, and I said this last night, but not in competition, but everybody working together, and also some green space, the little park that's there, Heritage Park, is really cute. You get more things going on, more mini concerts, more movies in the park, those types of things, which we used to do before COVID anyway.
Mm-hmm. So if all of the entanglements could be disentangled, what would you like to see ideally as mayor where the Esplanade Mall is now? If it was up to you and everything was cleared out and you had a blank canvas, what would you put on it?
Garden homes, condos, maybe some apartments. That has been something that has been talked about in the past, but more in the line of garden homes and condos. Also more Russians inside the Ring Road. We have Copeland's, Zia's, Olive Garden, Stingray's, all that on the outside of the Ring Road. But if we could get some things in the interior of the Ring Road, the movie theater's there, Target's there, Village, you know, some people don't like it, but it's very, very, it's very busy. That Village is like a closeout, but it's very busy. It creates a lot of sales tax. You incorporate all that with some type of walkability in the center with people living there and more dining and an amphitheater. That's when you start to see the aesthetics change totally, and also more commerce come there, and you have a reason to go there because you're living there. If you're living there, you can run right to walk to Target. If you're living there, you can go to the movie theater. There's a church there. Keep the church there. You can go to church there. Lots of things can happen there, but you got to get people to there, and the way to get people to there is to have them living there and then using the things that are around them daily.
This is just speculation, but I want your opinion on this. Why do you think Lakeside continues to thrive as a mall?
I think Lakeside, is a jewel that's stuck right by Old Metairie, close to New Orleans. Metairie, River Ridge, Harahan, all those areas need to go someplace. Look, it's no secret. Kenner residents go to Lakeside. I get it. I understand it. Mm-hmm. It's worked because it's just right there by the interstate also. Remember, the SNA Mall has no interstate mm-hmm. access. That should have really never been done like that. You should have had something that got some interstate access. Now it's kind of hard to do. We have it close to it, but it's not like right there. That interstate going right almost, you can almost touch Macy's building, basically. Mm-hmm. When you're going over the interstate, it's so close. It's right there. You're getting those people coming in from all over New Orleans, like I said.
Right. Mayor, I appreciate your time. I really do. And I hope we get to talk to you again. I hope it all works out. Man, that Esplanade, when it was rocking, it was something. We'll be back, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.